Penguin Random House Audio presents Talk Triggers, the complete guide to creating customers with word of mouth. Written and read by the authors Jay Baer and Daniel Lemon. Foreword read by Ted Wright.
Foreword. This is Ted Wright. 2 years ago, Jay gave us a new way to think about engaging adversaries online. And he did it with a phrase so simple and pithy, I'm annoyed I didn't think of it myself. Even if you haven't read the book, and if you haven't, please get on that. Just a small portion of its title tells you everything you need to know. Hug your haters. Any questions? And if you do need examples and processes that explain how to implement his wisdom, Jay's got it. Jay has the ability to convey complex concepts clearly while offering really practical action steps. We're all better off for it. This is why I was so excited when Jay and Daniel Lemon said they were writing a book on a critical aspect of word-of-mouth marketing, this story shared between consumers. It is the book you are listening to now, and it could not have come at a better time. Back when Fizz pioneered the first word-of-mouth marketing firm in 2001, I was part of a team that was reintroducing America's stodgiest beer as a signature brand of urban hipsters. Only the nerdiest among us would mix words like influencer into everyday conversation. Now, every YouTuber with 500 subscribers and an Instagram feed full of interesting lattes is an influencer. Now that it's become the most overused and I would argue least understood term in marketing, I often feel the need to correct people. That's when a plaid-suited angel pops up on my shoulder like some great gazoo, look it up, and I hear, hug your haters, or another of Jay's bon mots. That's when I take a breath and start again from a place of love, or at least of mutual understanding. As the pillars of paid advertising, both traditional and digital, continue to crumble, the marketing establishment is frantically trying to exploit the power of peer-to-peer recommendation, which we've long known to be the dominant force in driving purchase decisions. But recommendations only work when they're authentic. Rather than do the hard work of identifying actual influencers, many companies are taking the easy route, paying insane amounts of money to disposable social media stars with tons of authenticity but little real-life influence. That's a bit like buying a bicycle when what you need is a motorcycle. Yes, they both have two wheels, a seat, and handlebars, but the moment you take the bicycle out on the highway, you know you've made a terrible mistake. The key to influencer marketing? Don't buy the bicycle. The core of the problem is that most marketers are simply more comfortable dealing with media buyers than they are talking to consumers, you know, people. Decades of disintermediation have left them ill-prepared for the untidiness of word-of-mouth marketing, which is, at its base, the art of talking to people. Buying a primetime commercial slot is expensive but easy. Sparking a conversation about your brand among a network of loosely connected humans is cheaper but infinitely more complex. It requires patience, faith, and agility, not traits that have traditionally been valued in CMOs. It's easy to see the lure of social media celebrities to marketers who were raised in this environment. For a couple of bucks, anyone from a Kardashian to a cutie pie will gladly toss up a hashtag sponsored post featuring your product. But any decent word-of-mouth marketer will tell you, real influencers rarely need to be paid. In fact, most of them can't be bought. It's a failure of our profession that so many marketers still don't get that. Which brings me back to Jay and Daniel. What we need is someone who can break down the true word-of-mouth process into its basic components and explain it in terms that everyone can grasp. How do you start a conversation about your brand? How do you get closer to your customers? What is the difference between a fan and an advocate? And how do you convert one into the other? And why is an obsession with going viral probably not helpful for your brand? Talk Triggers covers all of that in swift, accessible language. The power of what we do has become undeniable. Pabst Blue Ribbon, the stodgy beer brand I was referring to earlier, has long been a case study in reinvention. But the success of brands like Slack, CrossFit, Chipotle, Dropbox, Tesla, and Google have proved...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?